Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Since it's Wednesday, we're going to be reading something from 2010 today. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. This is the story of a lost opportunity, and it was a great opportunity, too. Unfortunately, there wasn't enough money to take advantage of it, and that is why down by Cottage Grove, there was a steam excursion train line that now has become a bike path. It's a wonderful bike path, but it's not a steam excursion train. Until the 1980s, you could ride it. It was called the Blue Goose and take it up the Rao River, past where Stand By Me was shot, near Cottage Grove. Today, it's a 15.6-mile bike trail. This story was first published on March 21st of 2010. Here we go. At the east end of Cottage Grove, there's a little park by Mosby Creek. From this park, a magnificent bike path, a 10-foot-wide strip of high-quality asphalt, leads out of town to the southeast to Kelp Creek, 15.6 miles up the Rao River from town. 25 years ago, a steam-powered passenger excursion train known as the Blue Goose chuffed up this bike path on a set of rails that was first laid in 1901. The switch from passenger-carrying railroad to bike path still draws grim looks from many Cottage Grove residents, especially those with experience in tourism-related enterprises. The potential draw of a 31-mile steam train ride leaving from just off Interstate 5 and passing through the scenes of three major Hollywood movies, Stand By Me, Emperor of the North Pole, and The General, well, that seems obvious. But to take advantage of something like that, capital is required. And in the late 1980s, this little timber products town was on the ropes. The Bureau of Land Management's Rails to Trails project was a bird in the hand, and any plan to preserve the goose was very much in the bush. And so the Oregon Pacific and Eastern Railroad spur ended a nearly 90-year run by becoming an exceptionally long, scenic, and gently graded bike path. The railroad didn't start out with any idea of hauling passengers. When it was first built, the original plan for the line, which was called the Oregon and Southeastern, nicknamed Old Slow and Easy, you know, OS and E, was to service the Bohemia Mining District, even farther up the Rao River. By the time it was built, though, the mines were playing out. But the hills around it were thick with old-growth timber, so there was no danger of the line going idle. Mills and lumber camps and communities sprang up along the line. Even at the best of times, timber has always been an unreliable economic base. Even minor recessions can halt the housing market and send a flurry of pink slips flying out of front offices, so locals were probably pleased when Willis Kyle, in 1970, joined with a local mill operator, Bohemia Incorporated, which is now defunct, to buy the line. Kyle was an experienced excursion train operator and had owned the Yreka Western Line in California since 1956. This was the start of the Blue Goose excursions. On weekends, with the line to themselves, passengers got pulled by a Baldwin 282 steam engine, engine number 19, on loan from Kyle's Yreka Western operation. On weekdays, the diesel locomotives were used. By the way, in case you're not hip to the train lingo, 282 refers to the wheel configuration of the steam engine, two leading wheels, eight big drive wheels, and then two trailing wheels. But toward the end of the 1980s, Bohemia sold out to Willamette Industries, and Willamette found it more cost-effective to truck all of its wood to a central staging point in Eugene before loading it on rail cars. Left to carry the full burden of the line, Kyle sold his share to Willamette as well in 1987, and that was the beginning of the end for the Blue Goose. Willamette Industries, a much-loved and late-lamented Oregon timber concern, actually shoulders the burden for the demise of the Blue Goose line. Before trading the right-of-way to the Bureau of Land Management in lieu of payment on a timber sale, Willamette pulled up and recycled all the tracks, so the BLM was left with a graded path, but no rails and no rolling stock. Even if a deal could have been made with the BLM, it would have taken an enormous amount of capital to bring the Blue Goose back from that point. And with the timber-based local economy in a slump that looked alarmingly terminal, there wasn't much capital to go around. So after a deal was made with the Rails to Trails Conservancy, the old line became the new Rao River Trail. By the way, the Oregon Pacific and Eastern still exists. The name was bought when the line was decommissioned. The current OP&E runs a narrow-gauge line at Wildlife Safari, a sort of free-range drive-through zoo just south of Roseburg in Winston. Well, that is our show for today. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone newsreader, a series of live history shows, a Facebook page, and a couple of other minor components as well. YouTube channel, Tumblr blog, things like that. All of it is accessible through our anchor page at offbeatoregon.com. Visual goodies and other resources that go with today's show can be found at offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources for this story, as well as more than 250 other Offbeat Oregon history columns written over the past 5 years since I've been doing these. Like this podcast, those articles are covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and it was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon history for fun and to learn things. I don't ever want it to turn into something I dread, something like a J-O-B. So I don't sell advertising or ask for donations. But if you enjoy the podcast and you'd like to support it, you can always buy a copy of my book. If you enjoy this podcast, I can almost guarantee that you will like the book. It's called Wicked Portland. It's published by the History Press in 2012, and they're available at community bookstores. Or if you like, you can order a signed copy through the store link at offbeatoregon.com. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in the neighborhood near Oregon State University, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee in the library coffee shop and talk history. I'm Finn at offbeatoregon.com. Our next show will be coming your way around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Thursday morning. Until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.